Philadelphia, embrace the moment. The weather gods have blessed us with a preview of summertime, and this weekend has plenty of options that benefit from the balmy temperatures. The weather is cooperating for the Greater Philadelphia Yarn Crawl. This event, now in its third year, is dedicated to the knitters, crocheters, and macrameers, along with other yarn crafters. Crawlers can head up to 17 area stores for giveaways, discounts, and special promotions. The more stores you go to, the more chances you have to win prizes worth up to $1,000. We'll have all the details on our website, whyy.org/things to do. The crawl goes through Sunday. She's simply the best. The Tina Turner musical is back in Philadelphia at the Miller Theater. The Tony Award-winning production tells the story of the rock and roll icon through the many hits she enjoyed in her decades-long career. The late legend may be gone in the physical sense, but her spirit lives on through projects like this. The Tina Turner musical goes through Sunday. Another musical virtuoso, Franz Liszt was considered the prince of his heyday due to his musical agility and onstage charisma. Canadian pianist Marc-André Hamelin joins the Philadelphia Orchestra for a concert titled Liszt's Fireworks tonight and Saturday at the Kimmel Center. Tonight's show starts at 7:30, and on Saturday, it starts at 8. Meantime, in the northwest section of the city, dinner is served. It's the second annual Mount Airy Restaurant Week, and a dozen participating eateries are providing specials and discounts. It goes through Sunday. On Saturday, get your day started with a caffeine boost. It's the third annual Northern Liberties Espresso Martini Crawl. This year, more than 20 participating bars and restaurants are offering traditional cocktails as well as some fresh takes on the adult beverage. It goes from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. It's time for the wearing of the green, and we don't mean Eagles gear. The St. Patrick's Day Parade is on Sunday, and it's one of the nation's oldest, starting in 1771. Dan Hilferty is the Grand Marshal this year, and the parade kicks off at 11 a.m. at 16th and JFK. It's en route to 5th and Market, where the main performances happen. Aaron, go bra. Girls, we run this mother. Yeah. From a historic parade to a historic performer, Beyoncé holds the Grammy record for most wins with 35 and counting. Since March is Women's History Month, take the kids to Ardmore Music Hall, where Rock and Roll Playhouse performed the music of Beyoncé for kids. There you can both celebrate her accomplishments and get down to her music. Things get started at 11:45 a.m. New Edition and our own Boyz II Men have sold over 110 million albums between them. So it makes sense for the group to join forces, and they're bringing Toni Braxton along to make an unbeatable trio. It comes through the Lea Chorus Center on Sunday night. The show starts at 7. Well, there is just one problem there. The Philadelphia Film Society's annual Oscar party also takes place on Sunday night. Doors open for VIPs at 5:30 and general admission at 7 at its Center City headquarters. It's going to be tough to decide whether to see a show with some of the best performers on the planet or be present when Oscar history could be made. Well, I won't lie to you. It's going to be a tough choice, but either way, it's a great weekend finale. We have to do the same with Things to Do. We've got to go. If you missed anything or want to find out more, head to our website, whyy.org/things to do. I'm Tanya Pendleton, and I'll be back next Thursday with more options. Whatever you choose to do, have a great weekend, everyone.